Today on Real Radio.
He's the Holy Spirit. The holiness of God is manifested. Is the Son holy? Yes. Is the Father holy? Yes. But the Bible speaks about the Holy Spirit. And there's a reason why.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his topical series called, How Do We Get From Here to Heaven? Already in this series, we've talked about that word sanctification, and that sanctification is one of the works of the Holy Spirit. Well, we're learning even more about the Holy Spirit. Now, sadly, it seems that there is either a lot of misunderstanding or too little understanding about the third person of the Trinity and his work. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now continuing his series in a message called, The Holy Spirit at Work in You.
And tonight we come to a very important topic that frankly we will not get through this week alone. It's too big. It's too deep. And I'm talking about the Holy Spirit in your life. In fact, we're talking about the Holy Spirit at work in you. Who is the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit for in the life of the believer? And what is his ministry to the world? Many people have confusion and strange and odd thoughts about the Holy Spirit and who he might be. And even if he is a he, what is he? What is it? People will say. Well, in this next couple of weeks, we're going to find out exactly not only who he is, but how badly we need him every day. In fact, not only every day, church, moment by moment as Christians to make it in this world, we need him. So Romans chapter 12, follow along with me if you would. Verse 1 is our theme verse, verse 1 and 2. There Paul the Apostle wrote to the church at Rome. He says, I beseech you, that is, I urge you, I personally challenge you. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. The word can be translated reasonable worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So as we look at this important topic, and as we learn about the person of the Holy Spirit, by way of background, church, get your notepad out and get your pen ready and jot down these verses. The very doctrine of the Holy Spirit is a profound yet fundamentally basis of teaching in the Bible. We are not to be ignorant concerning who the Holy Spirit is. The Bible's very clear about that. In the opening verses of the Bible, mark it, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Now listen, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. That is the reference to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was at the moment of physical creation. In fact, the Bible tells us that this word here, to hover over the face of the waters, is that the Holy Spirit was actually a primary tool in the creation of the physical universe. The Bible tells us that God the Father, in speaking the world into existence, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews and in the book of Colossians, that when that happened, it was engineered by, the contractor was none other than your friend and carpenter, Jesus Christ. That he's the builder. And then here we come to Genesis 1 verse 2. And it says that the Holy Spirit was at work in the creation of the physical world. The Trinity of God. And then from Genesis all the way to Revelation chapter 22 verse 17. There the Bible says that the Spirit and the bride, that is the church, say come. And let him who hears say come. And let him who thirst come. And whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. From Genesis to Revelation, the Holy Spirit is there in not only the physical creation of the earth and of the universe, but in the invitation for all those who will believe in Jesus Christ to come into the family of God. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, who's the third person of the Trinity, the Godhead, that is revealed in the Bible. I know in a gathering like this, there's a lot of people that either have never been to church before, or you've been brought up maybe in a cult or something like that, and you've never heard about the Trinity or the fact that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, yet in Christianity and the Bible, that we worship one God who's manifested in three persons, each absolutely sovereign, and yet in absolute agreement, absolutely perfect. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 17, verse 29, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, that is those who believe in him, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone. And that word Godhead is this reference of the unified nature of God. And in that, of course, is the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, the Trinity of God. And then Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, speaking about Jesus in the Godhead, it says, for in him, that's Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's often a misunderstood basic doctrine of Christianity, and it ought not to be that way. One more verse before we dive into our first point tonight, and it's this. In Romans chapter 8, verse 9, it's an awesome verse. In Romans chapter 8, verse 9, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. It's describing the life of the believer. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Church, listen, that is a qualifying statement. Do you tonight say that you believe in God? Great. In the same breath that you say, yes, I believe in God, then in the next statement, you ought to be able to confess that the Spirit of God dwells within me or dwells within you. It's one thing to believe in God. I think it's safe to say that most of the world believes in a God or gods. But do you have the God of the Bible dwelling in you? This is significant because Paul says, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, he says, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to God. Did you hear that? There's the Spirit of God, and in the same verse there, there's the Spirit of Christ. And yet it's a reference to the Holy Spirit. So number one, get your pen ready. Here we go. How do we get from here to heaven? We're looking at tonight the Holy Spirit at work in you. And number one is this, who is the Spirit of God? Who is he? What does the Bible say about him? Who is the Spirit of God? Well, we understand this right from the get-go. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2, mark it well, listen very carefully. It says there in Isaiah 11, verse 2, it says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. That is a reference to Jesus Christ. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. Those are seven references to the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's significant because the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, and I'll just paraphrase it for you. You can read it in its detail later, that in the book of Revelation, it announces concerning the perfection of God and the perfect wisdom of God and knowledge of God. It says that the seven eyes of the Holy Spirit are sent out into all the earth. Now, it's not referencing the fact that the Holy Spirit's got seven eyeballs. That's not what he's talking about. It's symbolic language speaking about absolute wisdom, absolute perfect knowledge. The Holy Spirit has absolute insight into everything. He's here tonight, mind you. If you're a believer, listen, it's kind of fun. If you're a believer tonight, he's in you. And if you are, I pray to the Lord backstage and during this day that as I'm being led by the Spirit of God now in teaching, I've prayed, Lord, come upon me. We'll talk about that in following weeks. But if you're not a believer tonight, don't feel left out. The Bible says the Holy Spirit is alongside you. He's talking to you. He's speaking to you. And he's saying, fall in love with Jesus. You need Christ. You need salvation. You need hope. So the work of the Holy Spirit is awesome. King David said, where shall I flee from thy spirit, from thy presence? For thy spirit is with me. And so that's a very important thing. The first thing that we want to make note is that the Holy Spirit is a he. The Bible makes it very clear, without exception. The Bible uses the personal pronouns to describe who the Spirit of God is. He's referred to as the he or him in the Bible, not an it. His attributes are revealed in Scripture, the exact same attributes that are attributed to the Father and the Son. The Bible says concerning the Holy Spirit that He's eternal, that He has power, that He is righteous, that He can be made angry, that He's loving, His justice, His characteristics. So as we get into this, mark this down. We're going to go through a list of these things tonight. And by the end of the evening, I hope that you get excited and that some of the fog evaporates from what maybe you have as a distant relationship with the Spirit of God. Now, church, check this out. By nature, we can relate to the Father. And I don't know if it's not more pronounced than any other time than in a prayer meeting when we talk about the Father. Now, guys, don't get too bruised up and battered over what I'm about to say. You'll survive. It's this. When you're in a prayer meeting, for example, guys pray and we connect with God and we talk to God the Father in prayer and that's our way. It's how it happens. But if there's a woman in the prayer meeting and she starts praying, there seems to be almost an intimate connection when she talks to the Father that us guys, we'll admit it tonight, we get a little bit jealous. There's something about it. We can relate to the Father, is my point, be it a male or a female. We can relate to the Father. And when we talk about the Son, oh, we can relate to the Son. We talk about Jesus, we know Jesus, we love Jesus, but when we talk about the Holy Spirit, in far too many gatherings today, all around the world, people are ignorant about the Holy Spirit and who He is. And yet, He's the one, listen, He's the one who's with you right now. Listen, Jesus came and 33 and a quarter years was born into this world, lived His life, died on the cross, resurrected from the dead, and went back to heaven to the Father. And since the day of Pentecost, 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit has been here ever since in His place. It's the work of the Holy Spirit that's in your life tonight. And I am certain that we would all do better if we got to know what the Bible has to say about the Holy Spirit. Number one, mark it down. It is this. Who is the Spirit of God? It is this. And it's important to us, this first point, is that He is God, the Holy Spirit. I want you to underline or highlight the word holy. He's holy. Over 100 times in the Bible, it speaks about Him being the Holy Spirit. He's the Holy Spirit. The holiness of God is manifested. Is the Son holy? Yes. Is the Father holy? Yes. But the Bible speaks about the Holy Spirit. And there's a reason why. In Psalm 51, verse 11, the Bible says, King David speaks, he says, "Do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." Now, I thank God that that was David's prayer in the Old Testament. If you're a believer tonight, God will not take His Holy Spirit from you. We may upset Him. We may grieve Him tonight. We may somehow think that we've sinned as a believer having come to Christ, that maybe we've sinned too far away from Him, but He'll never leave you. He draws you back if you are a true child of His. But this word holy is a very powerful word, kodesh in Hebrew, and it means that He's the hallowed one, that the Holy Spirit is the sacred one. In fact, the word can be translated, He's the sanctuary one. And I like that. It's the Spirit of God. Church, you know when you're praying and there's a time when you're praying and you just absolutely know that you're connecting. It's a powerful moment. That sensation and that connection and that relatability with God in you is because of the Holy Spirit. It's your relationship with the Spirit of God. His holiness is an untainted perfection. God cannot be tampered with. Isn't it wonderful to realize He's far above man's ability to rob or pillage or to somehow manipulate? He's the Holy Spirit. He cannot be offended in the sense that we would somehow dirty Him or somehow change His holy characteristic. The Bible tells us in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13, that you are pure eyes than of to behold evil, and you cannot look upon wickedness. It is the Holy Spirit. God is holy. And there's a special ministry that the Bible speaks about regarding the Holy Spirit. Of course, the Son has his ministry, the Father has his, but there's a special calling of the Holy Spirit. And this is an amazing thing, as we shall see tonight and the weeks ahead, that it's the job, and I would not want this job. Can you imagine? It's the job of the Holy Spirit all around the world tonight to speak to people, to testify about Jesus, the Son of God, and to also work in the lives of believers to perfect them. That is to bring them to that place of growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Spirit's job. I have a hard time with my life. And yet the Holy Spirit's at work. He's the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that imparts the holiness of Christ into our lives. Listen, you cannot work your way to heaven. How are you going to get to heaven? The Holy Spirit speaks to you and brings to the name of Jesus before your thinking. The Holy Spirit causes you to be convicted of sin when you do something wrong. It's the Holy Spirit that's with you. If you're lonely, you can be in a crowd like this tonight, but be lonely. That's one of the most profound things that happened to me on the night of that I got saved. On June 20th, 1977, when I gave my heart to Christ, I've got to tell you, I was prior to that night, in fact, that night, I was on my way to try to fill that void in my life. I was on my way to a party in Newport Beach, and I was heading down to fill that void in my life. Before I met Jesus, I was afraid to be alone. Always on the phone, trying to find out where my friends are going to next, and what's the thing, and what are we going to do now? Every moment filled with activity. And that night, Jesus got a hold of me, and that was the most profound thing that happened in an instant in my life. God began to go to work instantly in some things, and then some things, God, 33 plus years later, he's still working in my life. Hey, don't laugh too loud. He's doing the same thing in your life. But he'll never stop. And here's the amazing thing. That moment, I went from a man who was afraid to be alone to a man who sought to be alone. I was no longer lonely. Maybe tonight you're lonely. You don't have to be lonely. You need the Holy Spirit. You need Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. He's the Holy Spirit. Number two, mark it down. He is the God that is the teaching spirit. The Holy Spirit is the teaching spirit. He teaches. He has a teaching ministry, and that is of the Holy Spirit. It's front and center in the opening moments of the New Testament gospel. The Bible tells us in John chapter 14, verse 25, John 14, 25, the Bible says, these things Jesus said, I have spoken to you while being present with you. This is just before he ascended and went back to heaven for us. In verse 26, he goes on, John chapter 14, but the Helper, that is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Jesus was counting on the Holy Spirit to bring to the memory of the disciples the teaching that he had earlier given them. And how was he going to do that? By the Holy Spirit. Look, I'm 52 years old. I'm very happy to say that anything I remember these days is by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll be happy to find my way home tonight. Acts chapter 1, verse 16 says, men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. The Holy Spirit has a teaching ministry. Jesus says he's going to be reminding the believer of what Christ has spoken, and the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit's the author of the very Word of God itself in Acts 1:16. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Jesus says, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Now, that's a great statement. That's a great moment. Jesus is talking about in Luke chapter 12 that if you're brought in before people who are accusing you, or you're under the grip of false judgments, or whatever the case might be, or maybe you're brought before your boss because you had your Bible out on your desk around, and you're in trouble. And you're going to give a defense for yourself. Jesus, the Bible tells us, don't worry about it. The Holy Spirit will be there speaking for you. By the way, those of you, I encourage all of you to join the call ministry. The call ministry here is amazing. But you learn in that wonderful ministry on how to be dependent upon the Holy Spirit. Listen, it's up to you and I to eat the Bible up. We're to do that all the time. Eat up the Word of God. And here's the cool thing. When you eat it, now please listen. When you eat it, the Holy Spirit now has something to draw out of you and bring it out of your mouth. You ever seen a little baby gets done nursing, baby's all happy and fine, and you turn, look, smile at the camera, and everything that he just got done eating comes out of him. Well, think of that as the Word of God. You and I are to nurse on the Bible. And the moment the Lord turns us around to an unbelieving world, there it is. The Holy Spirit draws the Word out of us and presents it to the world. He has a teaching ministry. And when the Holy Spirit is at work, he will use the Word of God. Number one reason why you and I are to be in the Word of God and understand that the Bible is the language of the Holy Spirit. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible says, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from your childhood," Paul is talking to Timothy, "you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Verse 16, listen, "All Scripture," that is the Bible, "is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." That is what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. So that excites me. Is your Christianity boring? If it's boring, you're doing it wrong. Stop doing it. Surrender. And say, "Lord, here I am." Also this, mark it down. Who is the Spirit of God? Well, he is God, the empowering Spirit. He gives power. The power of the Holy Spirit is what changes you and I every day. Now, some maybe listening in right now or watching right now, maybe you're here tonight and you're thinking, "Well, I don't know God exactly, and situations in my life have brought me to be listening to this right now." Well, listen, that's the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, to bring you to Christ, yes. But as a believer tonight, whatever's going on in your life, this is the great thing. Whatever is going on, God wants to show his power in that situation. Right now, as Haiti is under the cloak of darkness, as night has fallen upon those poor, hurting people, and as we are here tonight, statistically, imagine as we've sat here tonight, people have been losing their lives as we have sat here. People are dying in Haiti. At the same moment, the Holy Spirit is in Haiti. And the Holy Spirit is calling out to people. The Holy Spirit is there. And he's at work. And whenever situations look most bleak, the power of God rises up. In Micah chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible says, "I am full of power by the Holy Spirit," says the prophet.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a presentation that looks at what Scripture says about the Holy Spirit at work in you. In fact, that's the title of this lesson, The Holy Spirit at Work in You. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called How Do We Get From Here to Heaven, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, we always try to get Pastor Jack into the studio as many times as we can for our Friday feature called Ask Pastor Jack. Now, we weren't able to do that today, but if you've got a question, email it to askpastorjack@realradioactive.org. That's askpastorjack@realradioactive.org. Now, as you probably know, we have a weekly television program called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. We also have a smartphone app by the same name, Real Life with Jack Hibbs, the smartphone app. It makes all those things we've talked about here on Real Radio accessible right there at your fingertips. Journey, that's another one of our television programs. You can get our Wednesday night study, which also airs live on hischannel.com, our Real Radio podcasts, Words to the Wise, and a whole lot more. Just download the free app, thumb through it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Just go to your app store for Real Life with Jack Hibbs. It's the new free app for your smartphone. Of course, to learn more, you can always visit realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And our telephone number is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.